I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. In Thornton Wilder's play, Our Town, Emily Webb dies while giving birth and in the afterlife gazes upon the earth and utters her compelling and poignant lines. Oh, earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you. Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it every minute? I imagine most of us, perhaps all of us, have spent some time struggling with the concept of the afterlife. Will I go to heaven if I live a morally virtuous life? After I die, will I be able to connect with the people I love? Is there really a heaven, or is it simply a figment of my imagination? This week, we hear John Walsh's musings about these enduring existential questions.
The house next door was empty and for sale, but I believe two ghosts lived there, my father and my good friend Dick. Each had once owned the historic gray colonial on Pierce Street in East Greenwich. My father bought the house in the early 70s after he and my mother separated. Now, my dad could be distant, and not just because he lived apart from us. Still, I always felt close to him. I treasured the notes he sent me. His words were affectionate and understanding, his penmanship perfect. He didn't live on Pierce Street for long, but I never forgot my visits there. And years later, when my wife and I went searching for a bigger home for our growing family, we found one, right next to my dad's old place. He had died the previous year. I wondered who owned the house now. And then I met Dick. Our new neighbor had a high-pitched voice and a quick smile. Like my dad, he lived alone, smoked cigarettes, loved sports, and could elevate cursing to performance poetry. When Dick ranted about overpaid athletes, "Those bleeping guys," I heard my father. For me, still feeling the loss, Dick was a bleeping godsend. At bedtime one night, my younger son asked me if I missed my dad. I told him yes, but felt my father was alive every time I spoke about him. "Maybe that's what heaven is," I said. With a 5-year-old's matter-of-factness, my son set me straight. "You don't really go to heaven," he said. "You're buried. Heaven's where you go in your head." One day, Dick knocked on our door. "I'm stripping wallpaper," he said. "I need to show you something." I followed him back to his house and into a room downstairs where he pointed at one of the walls. On gray horsehair plaster, I saw the soothing curves of my father's handwriting. Decades ago, when he owned the house, my dad had tagged the wall with his signature, Donald E. Walsh. Later, I told my son the signature was a little piece of heaven brought to me by an angel. I'm not sure he believed me again. But if there is such a place as heaven, and I'm lucky enough to go there, I believe my dad and Dick will be on the same bench, sharing a smoke and a laugh, and waiting for me.
John Walsh is a partner in the East Greenwich-based communications firm Walsh & Associates. He writes a monthly op-ed column for the Providence Journal, which published an earlier version of this essay. Walsh also shares observations at johnwalshcopy.com. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.